All right, we're here. Another episode of the Herb Scrivener podcast is back. Tonight is another interesting night. It's kind of like last week, where we're going to talk about the next presidential debate, which is tonight, Joe Biden, President Trump, in a new debate. This one, you're going to have microphones cut off. There's going to be a couple different topics laid out. So I just wanted to kind of preview some of those today to kind of kick things off. Thanks everyone for listening. I know this isn't exactly the most popular podcast in the world, but you know, just giving it a test run to see if it's worth people's time. So yeah, so let's just start off with some things about the debate tonight. So you have the final presidential debate between incumbent President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight from Belmont University, which is a private Christian university in Nashville, Tennessee. You have NBC's Karen Welker is going to be the moderator tonight. She released her topics, so let's go through those real quick. The first one is fighting COVID-19, obviously a big deal right now. American families, I'm actually very interested in that because, you know, there's always this kind of talk about these different issues, but we never really talk about how they affect the American family. So I think that'll be a good issue to follow. The next one, race in America, obviously this summer with the protests, Black Lives Matter. I think that's an important issue that people need to talk about right now, and I'm glad she's bringing it up. Climate change, another big issue that's been in the cards. People have been talking about for a while. Obviously, this summer with all the wildfires, the lack of rain. I live in Utah. There wasn't a lot of rain there, so I think that's even worth considering as a big issue right now, for sure. And then national security, a lot of fronts there. I mean, I'm sure there'll be talk about, you know, there's recent reports of China, Russia, Iran, you know, all these companies kind of you know, hacking data and all that. We don't really know too much. There's kind of some back and forth about whether or not to believe what's being talked about, but I think that's kind of an important thing right now. And then leadership, you know, I think that's a big issue for Trump and Biden too. You know, who could be the better leader right now, especially during a pandemic? Definitely something to consider. How to watch. So you can watch on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. They'll be covering the events, obviously. And then you have ABC, CBS, NBC will be carrying the debate as well, most likely. And then streaming, you could stream on DirecTV, Hulu, YouTube, Philo, Sling, Fubo TV, and then you can also stream those on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Android TV, and Xbox One, which all offer apps for streaming. So, you know, I think there's some things to consider tonight. I mean, this is the last debate. I think both candidates are kind of in this scenario where they have to really show that they can be kind of the leader and be the president. I mean, right now, I mean, it's interesting. The other thing we got to consider here is that the election's already happening. This election is already undergoing. It's mail-in ballots are out. People are filling out their ballots. Early voting has started. People are waiting in lines. There's not much time left. There's only about 2 weeks left. And then we're going to have like a new president, or we're going to have the same president, at least elect. There's obviously some talk about like, will the election even go even longer? Because, well, you know, it's going to be one of those things where they're going to have to talk about the mail-in ballots. When will things be counted? When won't they? I mean, it's an interesting year for an election. I'm a little worried that people will kind of, you know, like one of my friends said that basically like, yeah, like no matter what way you go, there's going to be a Wendy's destroyed. And I think that's a good way to look at it, that both sides are going to kind of react in their different way. And I'm worried about the political divide that the election will create either way. It's a pretty harsh topic. What do I expect tonight? You know, there's been, you know, last debate was kind of interesting because you had President Trump kind of leading the way and kind of like over talking Biden in a lot of ways, which is why I can't confirm this obviously, but that seems to be why they added this whole microphone thing. So will that happen tonight? You know, that's unclear, but that's something to watch out for. How much speaking will each candidate do over the other? Will there be a lot of back and forth? Will each candidate have a chance to really talk about the issues? I think that the answer will be yes. I think that they're going to definitely try and make that happen. Yeah, I guess we'll see. And, you know, I just pay attention. I mean, I don't know how many people are actually going to want to watch this debate, because I think the last one, there was a lot of talk about that it just wasn't watchable. And I think in this year, you know, those kind of debates, it got my heart rate up. I think it got a lot of people's heart rates up. So will they want to do it? Will people want to watch? You know, that's a big question. And, you know, I think that, you know, they got to play their cards right. They really got to just kind of present their messages. You know, as far as polls go, you know, I don't know if, you know, there's been some talk about polls and whether or not, you know, Biden seems to be, you know, kind of taking it, kind of taking the reins in a lot of the polls. We saw in 2016, you can't really believe the polls. And I think even a lot of the voters, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of voters who have already voted, but there's a lot of voters who haven't voted yet, right? And so I think you've got to really, tonight's like your last night. People are going to be watching this. The whole nation can watch this. You know, these candidates are having rallies, but people can't really attend. There's not a lot of coverage of them. So tonight's a big night for both candidates, and they're going to have to present what they want to present and really show that they're the best candidate for the country. And, you know, we get to this every 4 years, and now we're at that point. I was just talking earlier today about 2016, and I remember kind of covering that election. And we've come so far. I mean, back then it just seemed like, you know, 2020 was so far away. And now here we are in this crazy world. If you had sat me down at this time, you know, October 2020 and just said to me, hey, like, this is what if you sat me down on October 16th and told me October 2020 that this is what the world was going to be like, I would have thought you were crazy. I would have thought that was just not at all what the world was going to be like. Pandemic, political divide, racial unrest, you know, a president, you know, a former reality star as a president, you know, because everything was kind of like shaping up to be like that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. And it just to fast forward to this point, back then would have been pretty crazy. You know, and I'm not trying to say my political thoughts one way or the other, but just seems like it would have been a very interesting time. So that's what I got for your debate preview. I know that's not a lot. You know, I think there's some interesting kind of storylines to follow. You know, I know like last debate, there was some, you know, kind of questions about, you know, there was some conspiracy theories going around. You know, actually let's take a look here. I think, we can actually get to some interesting, you know, things to look out for, tonight's debate. You know, I think the first question is, you know, will this debate matter? Have voters already made up their mind? We kind of talked about that. You know, it's, you know, there's definitely, you know, will Trump dial it back? We talked about that. You know, Biden, he's going to be under a kind of a, like a, can I run out the clock scenario? You know, can he make his best case for reelection or for being elected? Can he kind of avoid some of Trump's, you know, attacks against him? You know, he really just needs to run out this clock if polls stand and basically just kind of like provide a good speech, provide some good stuff, and then he wins, and then we'll see how that goes. It'll be kind of important for Trump to talk about, you know, the pandemic will come up, his response to it. That's something that he'll have to look out for, and just kind of manage that. There's also this talk of like Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. It's kind of a complicated subject that I don't think voters are really kind of like reading about. And, you know, but I guess that also kind of goes into like which news outlets you follow and how you read about it. So yeah, that'll be an interesting wrinkle. And then also kind of the last wrinkle I'll throw in there is the Supreme Court, with Amy Coney Barrett, kind of getting, you know, pushed through here. You know, Biden talk of like expanding the court. I think how he answers questions related to that will be pretty important as well tonight. So anyway, it's going to be a good debate. I'm going to watch. I'm going to be covering it for Deseret.com. Please make sure to tune in if you can. And we'll be back to talk about it, I'm sure, in the near future. But let's take a break. When we come back, I want to go over something kind of silly but kind of fun. It's going to be kind of this concept I'm working on of Star Wars All-Star teams. I want to hit Star Wars. I want to hit the All-Star team. Let's be back in a second. All right, we're back. I have a new idea I wanted to just go over. Maybe in the future I could bring some of my friends on to talk about this. So this is, it's this new concept of, I'm kind of thinking of, you know, because I think I've been watching a lot of Star Wars movies over the years, obviously, and Star Wars obviously means a lot to me. I've seen the movies a bunch of times, seen them with a bunch of people. And, you know, there's interesting elements of every Star Wars franchise, every Star Wars movie, TV show, video game that interests me. And I was like, what if we could create, like, all-star teams? And this is kind of based off, like, you know, sports and all that. But it's kind of like taking, you know, because, like, there's some things where it's like, oh, man, I would love to see, you know, this character on this planet do this. In this movie, this kind of style of movie. And so I thought, let's just kind of create an all-star team. So I'm kind of working through the idea. And I want to kind of start with this idea. So Star Wars all-star teams. Basically, I want to start with these all-star teams are basically like, if you could take these elements and make a movie out of it, what would it be? And so I want to take, so here's the plot. Here's how it works. A Star Wars all-star team. Add in a title here as well. So okay, so basically, yeah, it's gonna start with who's the Jedi in this movie? Who's the Jedi in this movie? Who's the Sith in this movie? Who's the side character? What planet does it take place on? What ship are they in? And then what's the style? And that's to say, is it an original trilogy style? Is it prequel? Is it sequel trilogy? Is it animated? What's a comparison? You know, what's the mood? What's the feeling? What's the vibe? Because all the trilogies are different. All the video games are different. You know, so I think that has to be said. And then what's the title? And I think this could be like, if you could take all these elements and make like a short film, what would it be? What would it be about? So I want to kind of walk through this. I'm going to try this out for the first time this podcast. And then I want to try and bring some friends on and have this kind of discussion weekly. I think it'd be kind of cool. I just as a quick note about that, I want to do some definitely like reviews of The Mandalorian on this podcast. So definitely keep an eye out for those when that starts coming out. You know, I'll probably have reviews on the day of when it drops. But in the meantime, let's do a Star Wars All-Star Team thing. I'm really liking this vibe of hitting, you know, like something newsy, politics, Star Wars, and then something sports related. So anyway, let's hit this out. So Star Wars All-Star Team. Let's set the scene first. Let's set the style. So I'm going to set the style in the sequel trilogy. So basically you're taking that universe. You're taking First Order. You're taking Resistance. You're taking that vibe, that color scheme, you know, the blue hues, the different uniforms. Basically, you're taking that style of world, that time period of Star Wars. And so basically what you do then, so what I'm going to do with that is then I'm going to take some different characters from throughout the whole universe and bring them into that throughout the whole timeline and see what we do. Now, of course, we could do this differently. We could do, like, let's do a prequel all-star team. Like, if you could take just the prequel people, if you could take just the sequel trilogy style, you know, just people in that universe. I'm going to take everybody from all the universes and put them in the sequel trilogy format. So Jedi, I'm going to do Ben Solo. And I'm going to talk about the Ben Solo from Rise of Skywalker. So at the end, when he's kind of saving Rey, he's got that blue lightsaber, a little bit older, a little bit wiser, just left the dark side. That's the kind of Ben Solo I'm taking. I'm taking that motivated, strong Ben Solo who's had time to kind of like learn that he's got to be, a light side of the force kind of guy. He's leading the charge in this one. So let's start there. Sith, I'm going to take Dark Rey. Yeah, Dark Rey. I'm going to flip the script. I'm going to have Dark Rey, light side Ben Solo, and they're going to have to compete. And the reason I want to talk about that is because that's just been on my mind. Is like we didn't get enough Dark Rey, and we only got a little bit of, you know, light Ben Solo. And it would have been kind of cool to see them flipped. I had this theory for a long time that the movie was going to be kind of flipping the two. You were going to see like Ben Solo turn to the light in order to convince Rey to come back from the dark. And I thought that would have been personally a better film, but it still worked out. I still like Rise of Skywalker. It's one of my hot takes. So yeah, I'm going to take those two, flip them around, boom. Side character, I'm going to go a little bit back to another timeline. another part of the Star Wars timeline. And I'm going to take Jar Jar Binks. Oh, yeah. Imagine a light-side Ben Solo with Jar Jar Binks behind him. I mean, that sounds really interesting to me. And it just kind of like, I always thought Jar Jar kind of didn't get his due. Like, he kind of got that movie, and that was really cool and all that. And he was, like, the main character of, like, the first prequel and the second prequel. He ended up leading to the creation of the Empire, but that's neither here nor there. So I thought it was actually, like, it'd be kind of cool to bring him back and make him a part of this story with Ben Solo and see what they could get into. As far as the planet goes, there are a lot of planets I would like them to go on because I think you could, I'm saving some of these for later episodes, but I kind of want to explore Endor a little bit more and, or the forest moon of Endor and just kind of like a little bit more into the culture. So this you get Ewoks a little bit. This would be because it's set in the Rise of Skywalker timeline. You're getting a little bit of probably the remnants of the Empire around, some of the damage from the Death Star. I'm sure parts of it fell down on the forest moon for sure. And I just want to get a little bit more of the culture there. What's it like? What was it like having the Empire kind of lead over them? And what does that mean for the First Order and the Resistance? How are they playing, politics with that planet? I think that could be kind of cool. I'm just going to go with a simple X-Wing. I think the old school X-Wing would be kind of cool. Ben Solo in the X-Wing. He's got a droid there. Maybe Jar Jar's in this X-Wing or he finds him there on Endor. And that's kind of it. Very simple style. Just kind of getting there. And as far as the title, I think it could be like Back to the Force or Return to Darkness. And I think the story here is Ben Solo, light side Jedi, decides, hey, like Dark Rey's out there. I got to go back to my origins. I got to go back to my grandfather's death spot where he was burned. He travels to Endor. He starts just kind of moseying around, looking around at the spot where Vader was burned because clearly he went there to pick up the mask back in the day. And that's where maybe he sees Anakin's Force ghost. And that's where they kind of have this conversation about you need to bring Rey back from the light. That's kind of a cool story to me. Maybe it's called Back from the Light. I think that's a really cool story idea for me. And it's something that speaks to what they didn't do in Rise of Skywalker. They didn't really explore. I mean, Anakin Skywalker got the shaft, man, in Rise of Skywalker. I mean, it's no question. I mean, they didn't talk about him really at all. They talked about Darth Vader, didn't talk about his comeback from the light. They didn't include Hayden Christensen, which, like, depending on what you read, like, there were some scenes filmed, maybe there weren't, but there was some talk of him coming back. It's kind of unfortunate he didn't come back as a Force ghost, at least. I love the fan edits that you find online about that. So I think that's kind of like my all-star lineup for this movie. This idea in my head of, Kylo Ren becomes Ben Solo. He's got to convince Rey to come back from the light. So he travels out to the Force Moon of Endor with Jar Jar Binks. Maybe he finds him there. And he talks to Hayden Christensen or Anakin Skywalker, his grandfather, about the need to bring Rey back from the light and to bring down the First Order. Boom. That's that. So that's my Star Wars all-star team. First shot at it. Let me know if you think that's interesting. I guess maybe it is. But that's my all-star team. So let's run it down. So you got Ben Solo, you got Dark Rey, you got Jar Jar Binks, you got Endor, you got the X-Wing, Rise of Skywalker style. Title is Back from the Dark. I like that. So if you think of any other all-star teams that you want to do, let me know. Again, this is just email me at hscribner@gmail.com. We can talk through that. I'm going to try and bring some of my friends on to kind of talk through some of this stuff and maybe break it down a little bit more. Like, if you could pick five Star Wars characters, compete against five others, who would it be? How would you go about doing it? I think that could be really fun. All right. That's going to be this segment. Let's take a break. And when we get back, we'll talk some sports. All right, last thing I want to talk about is NBA 2K21. Today was a pretty big day for NBA 2K21. I want to go through some of the ratings that they did. Quick hit on that. Then I can tell you guys what I got brewing in my team mode. So, real today, LeBron James, number one ranked player in NBA 2K21 with a 98 overall. Funny enough, he's a 97 in the NBA 2K20. So they gave him a bump mostly because of the title win. Jimmy Butler, here's an interesting one. Jimmy Butler, 93 overall in the NBA 2K21 Next Gen. That's what these ratings are, by the way. They're for the Next Gen version of NBA 2K21, which comes out in November for the Xbox One and Xbox One X and the PlayStation 5. Jimmy Butler, 93. He was an 89. So he jumps up four spots for his run in the finals. That's pretty awesome. Good job by him. We got Jamal Murray, who's an 87. And then we have Giannis, 97. That's what he was in NBA 2K21, the current version. I think I said that wrong about LeBron. This is the current version. So I'm going to give you some ratings. Then I'm going to give you some guys whose ratings changed who didn't. Luka, 94 in the next gen version. He's a 94 in the current version. Donovan Mitchell, 88. Rudy Gobert, 87. They're the same ratings. They don't change. Devin Booker, 88 in the next gen version. In the current gen, he's an 87. So he gets a point. The Phoenix Suns went undefeated in the bubble. Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, 90, 86, 86. Tatum actually he broke to 90. He was actually a 89 in the current version, so he's now a 90 and above. Trae Young in 88. I believe he stays the same. Harden 96 in the current version, in the new version and the current version. Good job for Harden. Kyrie and KD. KD's a 95, Kyrie's a 90. That's interesting that they gave Kevin Durant a 95. We really don't know where he's at after his injury, but I will recommend if you have time, check out the NBA 2K21 Twitter because it shows KD and Kyrie in these Brooklyn jerseys. I think that's going to be fun to see next year. I'm really excited about that. Stephen Clay in 89 and Steph in 95. I'm actually kind of surprised that that Clay's at 89 in the 2K21 next gen. I mean, if you're giving Kyrie a 90, I don't know how you give Clay an 89. That seems a little suspicious to me. I don't know about that. That's interesting. And then the Curry at 95, KD at 95. I mean, Curry also had an injury. I mean, you're also giving Harden 96 because he played. I don't know about that. But hey, that's not bad for them. And then it looks like Paul George. I don't know where he's at. Let's see if I can see what we got here. Paul George in 88. Pandemic P, way off P, playoff P, 88. One below Clay. That's interesting. Same as Trae Young. I don't know how I feel about that. That's an interesting one. I don't know how I feel about that. That's a Paul George debate more than anything. Zion Williamson, 86 on the cover. That seems a little low for me. I mean, if you're talking like the cover athlete for the next gen, 86. That's, I don't know about that. And then Dame Lillard, 95 overall. He's the current, he's the cover star for the current version. That's the same as Curry. So I guess Curry, Durant, and Dame are all the same. But that's interesting because you give Harden one more than them. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. I think you could have gave Dame 96. I would have even given him a 97 based on the way he played in the bubble. He did get injured, but yeah, I don't know. I would have given him a little bit more about that. Okay, well, those are the ratings I got for you. That's pretty interesting. That doesn't affect my team mode. My team mode obviously does different colors and different things with the amethyst, the ruby, the different color cards and all that. So that's interesting. But yeah, that's kind of the big news in the NBA 2K21 world. I just want to go through, I'm going to talk to you guys about my team. It's called the SLC Torvo, based on the Torvosaurus, which is the a dinosaur brand that a dinosaur that was discovered in Utah. Here's my team. So I got my team. I'm going to go through just my lineup. You can tell me if you hate it or if you like it, whatever you feel. Okay. Point guard. Amethyst Steph Curry. Got him from a free pack. Love it. Love him. I couldn't get the pink diamond in season one, so I love that I got the amethyst as a reward. That's pretty cool. The clutch version of Richard Hamilton at 89. He's a ruby. The playoff underdogs, 88, Steven Jackson. Love that card. Love Steven Jackson as a player. Definitely love that. He's in the old orange and blue Warriors jersey. Love that. Really kind of cool to see. Tom Henson, 85 Sapphire, is my power forward from the champions of the NBA Finals pack. I think that's kind of cool. Bob Lanier, 95 Pink Diamond, got him from the Ascension board. I think that's a great. That's my center right now. I'm looking for new ones, obviously. And then my backup lineup, you got Kyle Lowry, the rewards card from season one. Kerry Kittles, the rewards card from season one. Byron Scott from the NBA Finals pack, 88 Ruby. Bobby Jones from the Finals pack, 89 Ruby. Andre Iguodala, he's an 88 from the NBA Finals back-to-back. And then you got the Sapphire regular Jason Tatum on there. And then the Ruby the Ruby Jokic, and then Chris Bosh finals rounding out the best of there. I have Bruce Bowen and Robert Horry on the bench. I bring them in for the dynamic duo. I think that's a cool thing when it works. But that's me. Going into season two, I'm not in love with the Blake Griffin. I might try and get him, but right now I'm at level 17. And so I'm just trying to work my way through when I have time. I don't have a lot of time to really play this game, but I do find it really fun. And it's been like something for me in the pandemic that has really made me, just made me have a lot of fun during the pandemic. So anyway, well, cool. Well, that's my lineup. Let me know if you don't like it. You can email me at hscribner@gmail.com. And talk to me about that lineup. Let me know what you think about the NBA 2K21 ratings. I'll have more coverage, probably a review of 2K21 next gen if I ever get to it. Let's take one more quick break, and then we'll talk what's coming up next. All right. Just as we kind of round out this episode, thanks for everyone for listening. I'm going to try and give some different things coming up. Like I said, The Mandalorian is coming out soon. Going to have some reaction podcasts on this. They might be short. They might be long. And like I said, I want to bring some people on for the Star Wars All-Star Team gimmick. I'm going to start trying to get some more guests on here. I just got this new microphone, so I wanted to test out how this would go and just test out this podcast and see if we can get some followers. But thanks to everyone who's been listening. Coming up, we got Mandalorian coverage. I'm definitely going to write some reviews on Deseret.com and then obviously share some reviews on this podcast. The debate, I might try and stay away from the politics for a little bit. So we might try and find a new subject to talk about. And then the last subject, obviously NBA 2K21. I'll give you guys more updates as we go along with my team season. And then also just kind of go over some different things that come out about the NBA 2K21 next gen and current gen, and maybe when cards drop. I know new cards are going to drop tomorrow, so maybe I'll kind of go over when new cards drop, do some instant reactions there. That's pretty much what I got for you guys today. Thanks again for listening. Seriously, I'm kind of doing this during my work breaks, so in a way you could argue this is kind of work. So thank you for listening, all of you who are. Let me know if there's anything that you find interesting, anything you want me to cover, or if you hate this and I should stop. But thanks again for everyone who's listening in. And let's chat soon. I'm Herb Scribner. You can follow me on Twitter at hscribner. And you can go to deseret.com for all my articles and all my information. Thanks again. We'll chat soon. That's it. Thanks again. We'll be right back.